And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week this week, which I will tell you after the first song. We've got an interesting and varied mix of music that I've cobbled together this afternoon. Some things that were sent through to the Punky Radio PO box, some things that I've dug out, some things you haven't heard in a while, and some things, frankly, that are becoming a guilty pleasure for me, including this first band. We've heard them quite a bit recently. Here they are again, Limousine 555. That's Limousine 555, Tony, right? From their eponymously titled... No, it's not eponymous, shut up. From their album, Car Crash Casino. I nearly accused them of not having a title to their album there. How remiss of me. Their new album is out soon, and I'm looking forward to getting it greatly. And also the album.
Cool.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is indeed, and I won't even put you through the spelling of it. Limozine. If you're in the US, Limozine. And a PS to that, if you're in the US, learn to say Z. Now, you're listening to Project Moira. Oh, that's a point. I know what I didn't do. I didn't send you the running order of this week's show, did I?
No, I just thought that. I was just looking for it.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, this will be nice for you then, Tony. Up there in the heart of Sherwood Forest when it's... Well, I am, in fact, Mystery Man. But you are. You will be pleased to hear, Tony, if you... I don't know whether you've used anything as conventional as a pen and a bit of paper in the last year, but you might want to jot down that you're listening to Project Mar right now underneath us, Tony. Well done. Such a magical job on the beds and knowing it was there. So, something I've been meaning to mention for ages, though, that I haven't done is, while I didn't have a Hotmail or a Facebook account, I had to... I was... How am I going to get in touch with the world? What will I do? how will I spend my days without stuff to do on a comp? So what I did was, I put Punky on Twitter.
Alright.
But then I've never really done anything about it. So in terms of telling people, so there is a nascent Punky Twitter page. If you are on Twitter, it's quite straightforward, twitter.com/punkyradio. I don't really know what we do or what anyone else does on it there, but we are there, and I've put a few things down so far. But as of this evening, I will be making it a point on my weekly duties to Twitter Punky updates and bits and bobs. So if you're on Twitter, I think you add us and we add you and we see what happens.
Yeah, I think you can follow us, can't you, or whatever it's called, following, I think.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's when I went on there, I thought, this is all a bit shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's progress, and we're on it. We've joined the shitness of Twitter, or as I'm perhaps going to call it, shitter. This does make up for the fact that, A, I've got no MySpace comments for you this week because I haven't got around to looking at the Punky MySpace page, but we will have them next week. So please, if you are on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, please do leave a comment for us. If you're on MySpace, and I like getting on there, it's still the original and best for me. MySpace is still my favourite out of all the social network things you can do. I just think MySpace works really, really well, and it's great for music, it's great for Punky, that's what I mean. So please do get in touch there. And I've got news, of course, that I have now got my Facebook page back, which I'm sure you've noticed, Tony.
Yay! Yes.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased about that. It was shortly after the conversation with you last week, when I said, I've had enough of this, I'm going to set up another Facebook account, they sent me an email.
All right.
So they were right, it was around about a month. You know, I was told, expect to wait up to a month for Facebook to get back to you, and they did. So I can't really have a go at them as much as I'd like to. The person I did have a go at was the one who hacked into my account, because they'd left their own profile on there. So they did get a particularly angry message from me, with words to the effect that I didn't know how they slept at night, and if I ever met them, I would stab them slowly and painfully. Haven't heard from them since, can only imagine. They've now blocked me and reported me for foul and abusive language, but there you go.
What was the name?
The name was Ashley Brewsters. Good point. Ashley Brewsters. Yeah, if any of you ever get added by an Ashley Brewsters, be very, very careful, because they wheedle their way into your account somehow. I have blocked Ashley Brewsters and recommend, because I suppose they could, I mean, I know it was to do with poker, so they probably just saw me playing poker with a load of chips and fucking dragged and tracked me down. But the name was Ashley Brewsters.
Dirty named, bastard.
Named and shamed. Named and shamed.
Dirty
Ashley
bastard.
Yeah. So anyway, good news is, I've got a word of the week.
Okay.
Now this is this has come from Green Dave, right? And it does say now, it does say, I'm going to do the PS first, so you realize what I'm doing. It says, PS, if you're going to try my accent again, you're better off trying to do a Manchester crossed with Birmingham. Well, actually, Dave, I'll be the judge of that. I'll decide how I'm going to do your accent, not you. Thank you for the sentiment and for the help. But I really can't be bothered to try and cross Manchester with Birmingham, so you get in this.
Hello, Whackerspackers. Yeah. I have another fantastic word of the week for you. Midget Muncher. The rule of thumb for this... I like this, because it's the rule of thumb and it's Midget Muncher. It's Tom Thumb. Don't even think about it. The rule of... this particular accent is going to rip my throat out. The rule of thumb for this term is if you see a really tall... I can't do it. It's absolutely killing me. If you see a really tall guy, and you're lucky, Dave... If you see a really tall guy and he's going out, hey, if you see a really tall guy, my mum won't let me fix it in the kitchen, you've got a manager in the garden. And he's going out with a short-ass lass. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The rule of thumb for this term is if you see a really tall guy and he's going out with a really short-ass lass, as he's munching down on a midget whenever he decides to have himself a special fish supper. This can also be used for the lesser-seen female-giant-male-midget combo as well, such as with Jamie Cuntfaced Cullen and his soon-to-be Mrs. Sophie Can Suck On My Everlasting Gobstopper Doll.
It's best used when you see those 6'6" twats with the really hot short girlfriends getting off with said girlfriend in the middle of the street, and the guy is giving himself eternal back problems from having to crouch over to kiss the short ass bint. When you shout this at the top of your voice right behind the midget muncher, as the ensuing instant straighten of the back from a twat, 6'6" twat, should cause a muscle spasm that will leaving him, he hasn't really written this very well, I think he might have written it in a rush or when pissed, that will leaving him twitching on the floor like a butt-fucked German turkey. Keep up the good work, guys. Green Day, formerly of Hull, formerly of Edinburgh, now back in Hull. Holy golly! P.S. If you're going to try Manchester again, you better have tried to do a Manchester cross with Birmingham. I don't think so, Dave. Thanks for the sentiment anyway. We haven't got anything else. Midget Munchers in there this week. For example, Bo Derek, when she was going out with Dudley Moore, I suppose, would be a midget muncher.
Did she actually go out with him?
Am I all about Bo Derek? Who was it? He had a succession of very tall blondes, didn't he? Wasn't she one of them? No.
Well, Bo Derek was in 10 with him, wasn't she? I don't know if they actually had a proper...
Yeah, you're right, because she was, of course, married to the producer of the film, John Derek.
Nah.
So I take that back. Sorry, Bo. But Dudley Moore did go out with a succession of very tall blondes, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. So that would be an example. Is there an example the other way around other than what he said about Jamie Cullum and Sophie Dahl?
Not that I can think off the top of my head. No.
Did Tinkerbell ever go out with the BFG?
Possibly. Or that guy that plays Mini-Me. He's had lots of model girlfriends, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, but I think any woman going out with him would qualify, wouldn't she? Isn't he an actual midget?
That's a bit too literal, isn't it? Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it is a bit. Doesn't that sort of defeat the object somewhat? Anyway, yeah. All right, well, look, we'll go with that because we've got fuck all else. I'll get on the next song, shall I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, this has come through from Bad Afro, who I'm very pleased about. I got an email from them last week saying that there's a new album from the Dolly Rocker movement, who we did play last year, one track. And again, the email even said, I'm not sure this band will rock enough for you, but I really like them, and they're the only band that we've ever taken on from outside of Scandinavia. We like them so much, and I had to listen to it, and they do fit in with Bad Afro very well in that kind of 60s psychedelia garagey sort of way. And there are a number of up tempo tracks on this album, which I found one. The album itself, if I can find it here, we're done with that. The album itself is called Our Days Mind the Time. Yes, Our Days Mind the Time. And the track that I've picked off this is, I'll tell you what, you know when we played that one the other week by Baby Woodrose, and I said, and Roch said he really, really liked it. So, I mean, so we do have listeners that are in it. I want to stress, I'm not in any way saying I don't like this. I'm just saying that any time we play something that isn't what I would consider to be punky fair, I feel I have to justify it. But this is just a really good album, and this is a really great song that's about to be showing up on this here show right off it, all the way from Australia. What I know is, Tony, what is the Dolly Rocker Movement's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Dolly Rocker Movement.
It is. Tony too, poorly being the internet nil, and this is My Heavenly Way. You feel failed, alright? That's the Dolly Rocker movement, Tony, my heavenly way. We will be playing another track, though. There's another one on the album that I really, really like. If you are remotely interested in that, do check them out, and do check out the other bands on Bad Afro. It's myspace.com/Bad Afro, isn't it? They're in our top friends, anyway.
I think so, yeah.
MySpace page. Lars, thanks for sending us that. Looking forward to more stuff from you in the future. So you're now listening to Dr. Slagglebury on underneath us. Thanks for catching up with the information and doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, have you got... Right, here's a question for you. Have you got any Podcast Alley comments? Because I did remember to vote and vote well and send the reminders out, so we should have had a few in.
We have. Thank you. So thank you all for your votes so far this year. There's still plenty who haven't voted. We've had quite a few votes in this past week. Thank you for that. But we do need more. So if you haven't voted, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. And thank you again. Xmas vote. Dear Sir Paul of B and Lord Tony of Hearn, Season's Bleatings, here is my December vote.
It's about time someone gave us our correct titles.
Yeah, quite like that. Thank you for the warning me about driving. Listening to Punky and Wanking at the same time, this would explain why I crash my car each week. Kind regards, Mark the Patron Saint. P.S. Paul, sorry to hear about your problems with your Hotmail. Hopefully Santa will empty his bulging sack into your stockings and give you a sticky white Christmas. That's from Mark the Patron Saint.
Well, again, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm rather pleased he didn't. But thank you, Mark. I'm glad that we've stopped you crashing quite so often now in these difficult driving conditions.
Definitely. Merry Christmas. Great Christmas episode. Favourite song from this week's show, The Vermin. Santa was a cross-dressing Nazi. Disappointed I didn't win the competition, but it was a good show all the same. That's from Bill, and that's probably Bill from New York.
I should think so. And Bill, I have some news for you there. You might remember that Doug from Hampshire won the competition, but Doug has still not got in touch, and I'm only giving him another week to get back to me with his postal address so I can send him the CDs before I throw this open to a New Year competition.
Oh.
So, Bill, you may have another chance. Doug, you've got a week. You managed to enter. Where have you gone?
Blimey.
It's controversial, I know.
Well, just news you lose.
But I need... Yeah, well, yeah. But, yeah, basically, if you know Doug, can you tell him? Does Doug know? Basically, there should be 35-odd CDs winging their way to him. But if he doesn't get in touch soon, they're not coming. He's got a week as of when he hears this. So, realistically, 8 or 9 days. Right. So, basically, not next week's show, the week after. I'll be quiet now.
Okay, cool. Happy New Year, Smacktards. Keep it up. The great music and banter, that is. Hope this new year finds you up to your eyeballs in twat. Also, I am enjoying the alcohol podcasts. Blimey. Cheers from an old pogo meister. Side note, do you have any insider info as to when perhaps the Derellers Hollywood Monster will become available on vinyl? That's from Ed Diamantopoulos.
You love saying his name, don't you?
Diamantopoulos.
E. Diamantopoulos. We're not sure, actually, but perhaps we could ask said E or Ed Diamantopoulos to email Tony at punkyradio.com, titling his email, my name phonetically.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I think that would be nice for you, Tony. So, if you are listening, E. Diamantopoulos or Ed Diamantopoulos or Phil... please do get in touch, and we'll see if Tony can't say your name right at some point. No, I have no information about when it will be available on vinyl. Might I suggest that you go to the Derellers MySpace page and get in touch with them through that. They will get back to you with information. That would seem sense.
Cool. Two last comments, quite short. Punk is great. Punk is great. Goopa Goopa. That's from Dave Fitz. Cheers, Dave.
I appreciate your brevity.
And finally, January vote. Hey up, gents. All the best 2010 or 2010. The official year of the Punky Smunky Monkey. Tony. Hope the snow is cleared by the time you get this. Love and kisses, Fat Boy. No, it hasn't, Fat Boy. But thanks for the vote.
And now, this. Tony, you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week without prior knowledge.
Thank you.
The band you just heard were called Zoo Party, and that was from their album Refuse, or Refuse. I'm going with Refuse. And that was a third track on it called A General Cutter. Now, this just sent through to us by Lenny.
All right.
Which may give you a clue as to another band going to be on later on in the show. And interestingly, this is the band's second album, and features production and musical help from none other than both Glenn Matlock, formerly of the Sex Pistols, and Brian James, formerly of the Damned. Now, I had a look on Zoo Party's MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Zoo Party.
It is. It's Tony 3, Point of View and Internet Neil. And what you didn't see there was that I actually had a spasm in my right arm, threw the CD into the air, thought it was going to clatter on the laptop, and managed to catch it beer mat style. You know when you flick beer mats?
Yeah.
And you catch them like that. I've managed to do that with this Zoo Party CD. So not only is it an excellent album, it's also potentially an old-fashioned pub game favourite, of which I've come out of unscathed. But when I had a look at their MySpace page, Tony, I did discover that Zoo Party are in fact Swedish.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. This is an interesting album. This fits in with the punky remit to unite fans and bands across the land. This band and excellent musicians have managed to unite themselves, be it from other countries, and some of this was certainly the label is a United States label, but the band are Swedish, so I don't know, but I think it was recorded in Sweden, some of it mastered in the UK. One or two tracks that Senors and Matlock and James were helping out on were done in England, but yeah, interesting and good old fashioned catchy jaunty punk rock. I like it, and again, you'll be hearing more from this in the future, and thanks to Lenny for sending it. Right, that took longer than I was expecting. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far this year. I'm still going to need more. It's going to be a long, long year. So, and I need lots of twat to get me through it. Some cold nights ahead. So, if you have a twat to nominate...
So, Tony, what you're basically saying is you have abandoned the ideas of central heating and hot water bottles.
Yeah.
And are now going to warm your entire body with lady parts.
Yeah.
Does Steph know about this?
Well, we're both ecologically minded, and we feel that's the best way to go to save the planet.
She should be very understanding.
It reduces our carbon footprint. Yeah. So email me.
She's a perfect woman, isn't she, really?
She is.
If things don't work out with you two, Steph, if you're listening, you know where to come.
Thanks.
It's all right, mate. Oh, sorry, you're still there.
So if you have a twat to nominate, email me. Tony.
It's fine. She's not my... Yeah, don't start speaking German trying to get back inside. It's all right. She's not my type. She's not mental.
Fair enough. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. I might even do a bit of a Facebook update this week to get one to email me, because that seems to work quite well. But
doesn't it just, Tony?
Doesn't it? And this week it's from Christopher Till, a new listener, I think, or recent. Gooper, dear Tony and Paulie B, if you're not too pissed to read this, as if we would be, I have a ripe juicy bunch of twats for you.
Tony,
yeah.
This would suggest he is not a necessarily new listener, if he is familiar with our drinking habits.
I think he's a new listener going through old shows.
Oh,
I think he started a while ago.
Oh, just think of the excitement of catching up, and then eventually you reach this show and your name's read out.
Oh, it's a long way to go.
Yeah, it fucking is. He's going from the start.
I live in Preston and work at Claire's Accessories, and no, it's not gay for bloke to work there. It is a bit.
Tony, it's a great idea, isn't it? It's an excuse to deal with women all day, every day.
Yeah.
Anytime you've got a twat shortage, Chris is swimming in it.
This is true. This is true. I went into Claire's a couple of times, though, and it didn't last long.
I bet you did, yeah.
It was wrong being in there.
Oh, I felt quite at home.
Did it? Oh, cool. Fair enough.
I get on very well with teenage girls.
Claire's frequently do ear piercings. You have to be 16 to get pierced on your own, but children from the age of 4 months old can get pierced if the parents are with them. We frequently have chav mothers coming in with their babies, and use the term mothers loosely as most of them are under 16, wanting to get their kids' ears pierced. And no matter how much the child is kicking and screaming, the chav still insists on getting their kids' ears pierced. My nomination is the Strictly Scum Dancing Chavs, who feel it's okay for them to force their young babies to go through what is, for the child, a really painful experience. So for this I say, Strictly Cum Dancing Chav Mums is a twat. P.S. Cheers for the constant hours of laughter and decent music you guys give me, and keep up the good work. P.P.S. I frequently try and use the phrases and words of the week in my daily life. By the way, smells like a bishop's finger, really disgusts girls, which is frequently piss funny. A poog a poog. Christopher Till, Preston.
Well done, Chris. Excellent. And I do like the Strictly Scum Dancing. But yeah, I have no problem with this whatsoever.
Nah. So you ready?
Oh, yes.
So, the Strictly Scum Dancing Chav Mums from Preston, Lancashire
is a twat.
Cheers, there we go.
Sorted, done and dusted. Thanks, Chris. Make sure you keep getting in touch with us, even though you're not going to hear any of this stuff for several months.
Yeah.
Now, it's time for song 4. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. That's easy for me to say. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, Tony.
Okay.
Because we haven't played enough Bob Log the Third on this show.
No.
And Bob Log the Third is a very interesting character in that he is a garage blues artist, one-man band, who delights in singing through a diving helmet via telephone. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's all there.
No.
The more I find out about this man, the more I think he's a fucking lunatic. But the album out on Voodoo Rhythm Records, we're playing a lot of our favourite labels this week, by the way. The album out on Voodoo Rhythm Records, My Shit Is Perfect. We've played a few tracks of this already. We have played the track My Shit Is Perfect, I think. We played Bumper Car, was the first one we played of it. We played track 4, which is Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump Bump Bump. We played It's the Law, and on this one this week we're playing one called Manipulate Your Figments, and Tony, we're playing it right now.
Cool.
Ow!
So, Tony, manipulate your figments. Bob Log the Third, complete mentalist. Probably the last track we'll play off this album, because you know I don't like to play too much of any one album, and we've played four or five tracks off it now. So if you'd like to hear any more from Bob Log the Third, the best thing to do is go to his MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/ Bob Log III.
No, good idea, but I remember you getting it wrong last time as well. It's Bob Log 111. MySpace.com Bob Log 111, which would make it Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1, but we're one down, of course, because I forgot to ask you about Zoo Party, didn't I? What is Zoo Party's MySpace page?
No, I think you asked me. MySpace.com/Zoo Party, wasn't it?
Right, and so we were already up to 3-0, were we? Excellent. So it's now Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 1. In the same way that I've spent most of the first half of the show being fairly confused, I'm also confused about this internet conceptual device called GoDaddy. I was wondering if whether, possibly with a chuckle, and to the tune of the Zama 3, because I still haven't updated the bed, you can maybe tell me a little bit about them.
Sure. Well, GoDaddy.
Tony, I'm just warning you now. Don't expect me to get involved in any of this. I'd like you to do an impression of the bits I do. See how you get on.
Okay. That's all. Drop me on that last minute. Bugger.
I'd like to keep you on your toes.
Apparently so. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your Birmingham website. And GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. Are they real website builders? Yes, they are, Paul. Marvellous! I love those little website builders. Aren't they great? I think they're really cute. Yeah, they are. And it's also easy to add a shopper cart to your site, which you can secure with the Interstandard SSL certificate. What are they? They're cells. Ah, nearly got you with the grammar, but you got it right. Thanks, Paul. It's alright, Tony. And that will protect your customers' details. They need protecting. They do. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's PUNKY7, you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8, that's PUNKY8, which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good? Because your clients use them! Also, there is PUNKY9, that is PUNKY9, which will give you 30% off all .com domains. There is an additional code which is PUNKY25. What's that for? That's PUNKY25, which will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Yeah.
That was brilliant, and you even remembered to do the little chuckle at the end. Tony, when you listen back to that,
I'm knackered.
You will be proud of yourself. Because you'll go, I didn't think I can do it, but when put on the spot, oh yeah, you rose to the occasion, my friend. I was rising to the occasion just listening to you.
Excellent.
Quite brilliant, my friend, quite brilliant. I just need to know that should there ever be a time when I won't be able to make this show anymore, that my mate Tony will be able to keep the thing going for all the bands and people who need this show in their lives. And Tony, if there was a test, you just passed it. Hyper Jax, Madam Butterfly.
money, but you know respect. Always worry about yourself to keep the mind in check. It's one more love in every way. All but rest. She may know right or wrong. Hell up with a wall. Move the way, spread it away. Spread it, spread it wide. A short man's man, never give it down. Makes you rude and broken hearted. You never find a home. Trouble too much, you felt it flooded. I thought you'd ever alone. She shot a sanctuary, glass fills her eyes. Curls up in a tiny bow, she has a way in cries. So leave the threat to leave this creature. I'll have it shut down. She can know.
Hyperjacks, Madam Butterfly, from their album The Wildest Card, Tony, a band that I interviewed late August, if you remember. Lovely blokes, great album.
Oh, okay.
What I want to know is, what is the Hyperjacks MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hyperjacks?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/The Hyperjacks. Yeah. HyperJax, which means it's Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2. Is that right? No, Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 2.
Yeah,
Internet. This is closer. This is closer than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Now, Tony, you might remember that I've been chatting online a bit here and there and all that with one Helen Dawes of the south of France, and she's been in touch with us, and you got a little bit concerned about confused about her wanting to go to the south of France to enjoy pasties.
Yeah, she loves pasties.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I thought I'd find out a bit more about pasties, because I did accuse it of being an aniseed based liqueur. However, it is not.
Okay.
It fits in quite well with this show. What I did, I resorted to Wikipedia for this. Good listener. So here goes. Thank you very much, Helen, for being in touch. And I did enjoy the photographs of the Marseille-Bordeaux game. I fancy going. I think it looks, for all for everything in the world, like the Doors family have an idyllic life in the south of France, and I have strongly recommended to them that they throw their house open to Punky Radio listeners and we have an annual party down at theirs.
Nice.
So they haven't replied yet, but I'm sure they're on the verge of doing so. Now, Pastis was first commercialised by Paul Ricard in 1932 and enjoyed substantial popularity in France, especially in the southern regions of the country. Pastis emerged some 17 years following the ban on absinthe. Oh dear. During a time when the French nation was still apprehensive of high-proof anise drinks in the wake of the absinthe debacle. Quite right too, I've had one of those, fuck. The popularity of pastis may be attributable to a penchant for anise drinks that was cultivated by absinthe decades earlier, but is also the part of an old tradition of Mediterranean anise liqueurs that includes sambuca, ouzo, reiki, arak and mastika. You no doubt want to know about the composition, Tony.
Please.
I'll tell you. By legal definition, pastis is described as an anise-flavoured spirit that contains the additional flavour of licorice root and is bottled with sugar for no more than 100 grams. While pastis was probably originally... Now, there's no nice way to say this, because you have to say artisanally, right? As in made by artisans, but there is anal in there, which I'm quite pleased about. Produced from the whole herbs, modern representations are almost certainly prepared by mixing base alcohol with flavourings, essences and or extracts. Pastis is often associated with its historical predecessor, absinthe, yet the two are in fact very different. Pastis does not contain grand wormwood, that's the thing that does you, the herb from which absinthe derives its name. Also, pastis obtains its anise flavour from a distillation or industrially prepared distillates of star anise, a herb of Asian origin, whereas absinthe traditionally obtains its base flavour from green anise, a European herb. Now, this is interesting to me, Tom, because I'd have thought absinthe would have come from the Far East, but no, it is a European concoction.
Right.
Furthermore, pastis traditionally exhibits a distinct flavour of licorice root, another herb of Asian origin, which is not a part of traditional absinthe. Where bottle strength is concerned, traditional absinthe were bottled at 45 to 74% ABV, while pastis is typically bottled at 45 to 50. Finally, unlike a traditional absinthe, pastis is a liqueur, which means it is always bottled with sugar. Serving. I'm sure you all know about serving, don't you?
Yeah, live to serve.
Of course. Pastis is normally diluted with water before drinking. Generally, 5 volumes of water for 1 volume of pastis. But often raw pastis is served together with a jug of water for the drinker to blend together according to preference. The resulting decrease in alcohol percentage causes some of the constituents to become insoluble, which changes the liqueur's appearance from dark transparent yellow to milky soft yellow. Milky pants. A phenomenon also present with absinthe and known as the ouzo effect. Now, I have also had the ouzo effect, man. If there's a booze in the world, I think I've been leathered on it at some point. The drink is consumed cold and is considered a refreshment for hot days. Ice cubes can be added after the water to avoid crystallisation of the anethol. See, there's anal and hole in this. It's brilliant. In the pastis, however, many pastis drinkers refuse to add ice, preferring to drink the beverage with cool spring water. Although it is consumed throughout France, especially in the summer, pastis is generally associated with southeastern France, especially with the city of Marseille, where it is nicknamed pastaga. And with the clichés of the Provençal lifestyle, like pétanque, pastis is also consumed in Senegal. Pastis is probably one of the most popular beverages in France, where 130 million litres are sold each year. That is more than 2 litres per inhabitant. The French are averaging 4 pints of this ridiculously strong liqueur per year, and we wonder why they don't know how to deal with roundabouts. Right. I hope that clears things up. As I say, Tony, I do like a bit of infotainment on this show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And from the sublime to the ridiculous... I like Poetry Corner, and we don't get Poetry Corner enough on this show, Tony, largely because people do send me poems, but not via the way they're supposed to, which is sending an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. One man who continues to not do this is my mate Rick Hulse, a.k.a. Professor Piero Bollocks. We have read out his phones before. He sent us another one via Facebook, which I have agreed to read out on the basis we didn't have another one.
Okay.
Greetings, Chucklepunk. Here's another ditty for your show on the wireless. I wrote it about my lovely wife before I put her under my lovely patio.
Oh, nice.
It's called Hark, 'Tis Murder in the Dark. I have my axe, I have my knife, my mind is set for war. I feel the killing justified, though it's against the law. It's not that I don't love her, her beauty stills my heart. It's heaven to be with her, and hell when we're apart. But I cannot bear it any more, and I cannot face divorce. So I must cut her throat, then chop her up, then deal with my remorse. I know the world won't understand just what I killed her for, but they have never lain awake and listened to her snore. That is Professor Piero Bollocks, another poetic beauty. If you have a poem for us, nice, please just send it to poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Right. Shall we get on with song six?
Yeah.
Yes, we should. Now, you know, last week we played a Wonk Unit song that I had heard before, yeah, and they said they'd been in touch to send me an album. Well, they have. And it's one of the most disturbing front covers of any album I've ever seen. The album is called Flying the Japanese Flag and features, and I'm hoping this isn't a real photograph of the Mighty King, but I'm pretty sure it's not because I'm sure he's got tattoos, although he may have airbrushed those out. But it features the torso of a naked man with an enormous penis and a woman bending over a bath in a pink vest top. Her eyes have been scrubbed out with red felt tip. The inside cover does reveal the torso to have the Mighty Cougar's head on top of it. Now, I think he's photoshopped this in. I'm praying he has. Because I really don't want to, the next time I see him, to think that might actually be you. As much as anything else, the knob's enormous. Great album, of course. 16 tracks and 5 bonus tracks, of which I'm playing one this week because I thought we played a lot of their stuff that people will hear at gigs before, but I was interested in these bonus tracks. There's one that I really like. You might have heard it before, Tony. I haven't. It's track 20 of 21. What I want to know is, what is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
It is indeed. It's Tony for Poorly Being the Internet 2, and this is John.
Do time for you, I'll drop blood from you, I'll join the club at a majesty's pleasure. John, you've gone and got yourself a stalker. Double lock your front door, take a look over your shoulder. Be careful of well-placed banana skins. If these words immortalise you in song, I wouldn't give you the satisfactions of slanderous words. The libel is near, come out of the closet, you cocksucking son of a bitch. I'll do time for you, I'll drop blood from you, I'll join the club at Her Majesty's pleasure. I'll do time for you, I'll drop blood from you, I'll join the club at Her Majesty's pleasure. Happy on LSD in my enhancing adequate postgraduate equations. Try not in the back, it might just have your off fingers loading. Did you know wrong? I did you know wrong, Jonathan? I did you know wrong, Jonathan? I did you know wrong? I did you know wrong, Jonathan? I did you know wrong? Right to time for you, I'll drop blood from you. I'll join the club at a Majesty's pleasure. Right to time for you, I'll drop blood from you. I'll join the club at a Majesty's pleasure. Right to time for you, I'll drop blood from you. I'll join the club at a Majesty's pleasure. Right to time for you, I'll drop blood from you. I'll join the club at a Majesty's pleasure.
Wonk Unit, John, from the album Flying the Japanese Flag, which I recommend you buy, but strongly recommend that you also buy a brown paper bag for the front cover, which has just really put me off the chips. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And if I didn't mention it before, you were listening to the Dead 60s in the last bit. They won't mind. They're not a band anymore. Great band, though. Shame they've gone. Last weekend, I did my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth, and thanks to everyone who came down to them. Numbers were up despite the weather, which I was pleased about. It wasn't the tragedy that I had for Christmas. And what a great couple of shows they were. Thanks very much to Mike Milligan and Richard Morton doing such a great job both nights. On a Friday night, I went to Bombora afterwards, where I hooked up with a few rowdies, and we ended up coming back to my flat. Mike disappeared to bed and the rest of us stayed up till 6 in the morning drinking whatever I could find. It wasn't a good idea. In the afternoon, said rowdies, we all went off for a meal to the Three Horseshoes in Norton, which is technically a village pub and does have remarkably good food. Saturday night did the gig in Letchworth. It was great, thank you very much for coming along. And then I went to the Coven with Steve and Laurie from the pub, and immediately saw Loopy, immediately to the bar for a wine and shots, and it went downhill from there, but not for me. One of the people we were with who got uncontrollably leathered, and then she decided to throw up all over the bar, which some of us found remarkably funny, including most of the bar staff, who delighted in clearing the thing up. One of the barmaids, however, did get rather angry. After that, we went to California.
All right.
Which is a gay bar in Luton. And I've got no memory of there. I don't know what it is, Tony, but when I get taken to these gay bars in Luton, I do tend to block them out of my mind. Apparently, we were there till 4 o'clock, and then we got some takeaway food. On this occasion, I fortunately didn't say I could murder a battered sausage on the way out. Instead, settling for a quarter-pound burger with cheese, apparently. Back to Steve's pub for some shot tasting, and then in bed by five. On Sunday, I woke up, well, frankly, late, about 3 in the afternoon, and I was enjoying my lie-in. I thought, there's no need to get up, I have nothing to do today. Steve popped in with a cup of tea and a yoghurt about 4 o'clock, because he'd overheard me saying to someone the night before, I'm trying to live a healthier lifestyle this year.
Right.
So he thought that a cup of tea and a peach yoghurt would be keeping up with that. I couldn't face either of them. Eventually went downstairs at 10 to 6 in the evening.
Nice.
Having managed to sleep through the entire day. And but I did write a sketch, which I'll be telling you more about in future weeks, in bed, in my head. We went down to London Town to pick up Agger the Pole, and went for an Italian meal somewhere in the Ealing Chiswick border, and then we came back where she said, wouldn't it be a good idea for us to try and write this sketch that we had been talking about whilst doing more spirit tasting. So anyway, we got stuck into all sorts. There's some very interesting new liqueurs and spirits and sambucas that Steve has procured, one of which is basically Bailey's with sambuca in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But fuck me, it's nice. Okay. Yeah, we had a few pints of Guinness and then collapsed about 3 o'clock. I was up at about 1 o'clock today to come home, hence I was being a little late making the show. Sorry about that. I'd had it large. Did you do anything over the weekend?
Went to look at a flat because we're moving, hopefully, at some point early this year. So went flat look viewing on Saturday. And yeah, saw a nice little pad near the park, which
was it in the park or was it?
It was just on the border. It was on the rope walk, which is just right next to the park.
And yeah,
nice place.
Oh, that's a lovely spot.
Yeah, so
very handy for the castle.
Very handy for a lot of things, but yeah, it's good. Yeah, behind the castle, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's good.
You can walk in and out of town, and it also means, Tony, that tough luck, but you might have to sort out your spare room, because I'll be well up for staying there. That's very handy.
It is 2-bedroom. We're going to view it again, I think.
And then right, cool. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's basically it, I think.
And then, what's the plan? Are you going to try and rent out the treehouse?
Yep.
Yep.
Right, okay.
Yep, so rent a flat in Nottingham, move into it and then rent this one out.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, that's the current plan.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Apart from that, we stayed in because it was a bit grotty weather, so I worked Sunday just because I got lots on at the minute and we need to start paying for a flat, so just put time in.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, I mean, you're up there with psycho pounds to tell how much you earn, but I know you don't want to let go of it that quick. So now, Tony, I have a question for you here.
Okay.
Right. If Brighton-based Iranian girl-fronted goth is your bag, have I got a band for you?
Sounds good.
We've played two tracks of this album before. This is Razorblade Kisses. You might remember I was playing these in the past. I don't know, but I know Insane Star was a big fan of these. And before I go any further, happy birthday, Ambarance.
Oh, yeah.
Whose birthday is this week? If I know it's someone's birthday, I will say happy birthday on air. But happy birthday, Ambarance. She has a similar strategy to me concerning her birthday, where I think her birthday's Tuesday. So we're recording this on Monday. So Monday is birthday eve, and then Tuesday is obviously Amber Day, and that will make Wednesday. She's calling it Passover.
Ah, right.
You see, I have Paulmas Eve, Paulmas, and Paul the Oxen Day. But it is very similar, and I did say to her, you've nicked that off me, and she said, no, I've been doing this since my days in Cleveland. And I couldn't be bothered to say, yeah, well, I've been doing this since I was 18, and I'm 30-10 in a few weeks. But I'm letting her have this one. Anyway, Ambarance, have a great birthday, and looking forward to hearing from you soon. Razorblade Kisses, Tony. We have played before, I believe. Oh, no, which ones have we played before? I think we played No Strings Attached and The Butterfly, I think. Can't remember, don't matter. Anyway, they're a really good goth band, and this is a really interesting album because the songs change as you go through it. You'll get a sort of ambient number, then you get one that rocks, then you get a more conventional goth one. I'll tell you, a sort of All About Eve goth. Do you know what I want about it, if I say that to you, Tony?
Not massively, no.
Fair enough, doesn't matter really. The one that we're playing this week is one of my favourites on it, and yes, that's all I am on the right of. And so this is from the album Twinkle Twinkle Little Scar, which is just a classic goth name for an album. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... we will do this now. What is Razorblade Kisses' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RazorbladeKisses.
It is. It's Tony 5, poorly being the internet too. And this is New Nightmare.
Yeah.
drive me with you. Razorblade Kisses, Tony. I realise that some of our more hardcore listeners out there are thinking, that was a bit girly. Don't worry. Here's something for the boys. Forest beat West Brom the other night, 3-1. It could have been 10. We look exceptionally good in the Championship and are preparing the City Ground for Premiership football next season.
Wow. So what position are you in? Three? Third?
Second.
Wow.
By beating West Brom, we climbed above them. They've got a game in hand. They play Newcastle United on January the 18th. We've got what appears to be on paper relatively easy fixtures for the next few weeks, including Derby County. And yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. Now, this week, the gigs I've got this... Oh, I got an absolutely brilliant set of texts from my dad. I was at my gig in Hitchin on Friday night when Forest were playing West Brom live so the world could see us beating them. And I got a succession of texts from my dad, which I will read to you now. Right, hang on a minute, hang on a minute. Here it goes. Right, just the thing that my dad... I don't know whether I've said this, but my dad and me, we text each other when Forest are playing. And any time Forest score a goal, right, my dad's not as quick at texting as I am. He gets a text from me saying, "Come on!" like that. And I get a text back from him 7 minutes later saying, "I was going to say that." Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he knew I couldn't text because I was at the gig. So here came the first one after our first goal. "Come on! Blackstock in 17 minutes. Sounds good." Second text. This is typical dad speak. And not the kind of text you expect to get from people. "They're really rattled by our dominance." Two yellows so far. Now, I'm assuming he meant cards and not that they were letting Chinese people on the pitch.
Okay.
Text number three. 2-0. Majewski. "We're amazing." And my favourite one, which came after half time and I believe 54 minutes. "This is beautiful." Now, I've mentioned the West Brom fans in the past as being the most disinterested fans in the match they've paid to watch they've ever seen. Half of them have their backs to the goal and just don't watch the game. Right? But this one was brilliant. It said, 3-0, Cohen. Home fans leaving early. Beautiful. Beautiful. They were leaving on 54 minutes. Now, you know, Tony, anything can happen in the second half of the game of football.
Yeah, yeah.
And to leave with 36 minutes on the clock suggests to me that we were absolutely battering them. An embarrassment at the Hawthorns. Hell in the Black Country. And for once, I didn't see a single headline in the national papers mentioning the phrase "Forest fire," which annoys me more than anything else. Anytime Forest win a game and it's in the paper, one of the nationals will say, "If Forest lose, so-and-so have dampened Forest fire," or "so-and-so could not put out Forest fire." Fortunately, clearly, most of Fleet Street and the national newspapers in this country are now avid listeners of Punky Radio and have heard my rants in the past, so don't do it anymore. Anyway, this week, I've got two gigs midweek, Wednesday and Thursday night, in Plymouth and Newport. However, I can't remember where either of the gigs are as in the venues. I don't have the information to hand, so I can't invite you along.
All right.
I have a feeling the Newport one is at the college or university, whatever it is in Newport. The Plymouth one, I've got no idea what it is. But anyway, I'm doing both. Sorry I can't be of more help than that, but that's the only way. At the moment, I'm off Friday and Saturday. I am available for work, seeing as I am skint. But yeah, the only gigs I've got this week, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's it for me. Now, Tony, one thing I haven't heard this week is I was wondering whether you could maybe guide me in the direction of any gigs. Is that possible?
It is. So it must be time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Oh.
And this week it's not from Russ. It's from this lovely...
Fuck me, ragged.
The lovely Bev at TNS Records.
Oh, Bev, you're my new favourite in the Northwest.
Oh.
Don't tell your other half. I realise he's listening as well and I've blown it. That could have just blown me doing Strummer Camp.
Ah, right. Okay.
I don't mean it, I like you, Gordon. Right, yep.
Okay, so she says, hi Tony, thought I would send you this lovely gig for your international gig guide.
Oh.
Saturday, this Saturday, 16th of January, 7 p.m, £5 in advance at the Retro Bar, Sackville Street, Manchester. We have the Stupids, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, the Emos, and Tool of the Regime. Oh, and Penis Goes Where? There's a Facebook event page for that, but you probably best search for it. It's facebook.com/event.php?EID=19754100630. Just turn.
I've memorised it.
Cool. So that's at the Retro Bar, Sackville Street, Manchester, this Saturday.
Sackville Street, top street, number of good bars down there. If I was in the Manchester area, I would be going. I stress you do the same if you are listening.
There you go. That is it.
Well, I hope it goes well. Excellent lineup.
Yeah, excellent.
If you like ska punk mixed with a little bit of hardcore, I think you can think of nowhere better to go this weekend.
Nope. That is the only gig that I know of, so that'd be clearly the best.
Speaking of Manchester in a roundabout way, do you really think that Ruud van Nistelrooy is going to sign for Stoke City?
I haven't got a clue.
Stranger things have happened.
Okay.
It could happen. Ruud van Nistelrooy this time next week could be a Stoke City player. It would be mental. But anyway, that means that thus concludes Tony's international gig guide.
Oh.
And thank you very much, Bev. Right, that's about it then. Should we play last track?
Yeah.
This is, even though this is the start of a new year, Tony, this is very much the end of things for a CD called Paris Calling.
Okay.
Now, I've played a number of tracks off this by various different bands, including Second Sex, Plasticine. So Second Sex did that one that goes, now leak my boots! Second Sex, Plasticine, Les Chards, Brooklyn, The Parisians, The Rolls, and The Hellboys. Now, the thing is, by the time I've played this, I will have played half the album. So if you are interested in this, I suggest you track it down. The album's called Paris Calling. What I want to know is, Tony, first of all, what is... did we do Razorblade Kisses MySpace?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'd have given you it anyway.
It was 4-2, no, wasn't it?
But that would make it 5-2 if you got it. Oh, you got it. It's Razorblade Kisses.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, this is by the Hellboys. What is that? All of these bands are hail from France, hence they've been called Paris Calling, and they're all sort of punk. The Hellboys are a little bit more rock and roll than punk, but it's punk and roll, Tony, is what I'm saying. What is the Hellboys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Hellboys France?
No, just The Hellboys. Oh. This has been close, I thought it'd be. It's Tony 5, probably be the Internet 3. I should have made that for 3 points. Burn it down.
Where do you wanna go? down by a canyon, mount your guns.
That's Hellboy's Tony. Thanks to everybody who's listened to the show this week. Make sure you check out the bands on our MySpace page, myspace.com/Punky Radio. Most of the bands on this week's show should be in the MySpace Top Friends. You have no excuses not to go and check out their pages and buy their music. Ms. Dawes in the south of France, you know damn well, but you'll be reaching for your purse. What's purse in French, Tony?
I don't know. Le bag?
I think it'd be la rather than le. I think it'd be female, although Frenchmen carry purses. Fair point. They're all a bit camp, aren't they? Lots of things you should do for this week's show. Particularly, we would like you to review us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you click that, it will be taken to our music store page on iTunes, where you can review us. Log in first, 5 stars, and we'll read out your reviews. You can also subscribe from there, but as you're listening now, you probably already have. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and vote for his podcast, Ali. You know how to do that by now. Doug in Hampshire, if you're listening, please do get in touch. You're running out of time before I give your CD prize to someone else. I give with one hand and take with the other. I am a ruthless taskmaster. Also, thanks to the 3 internet radio shows that continue to carry this show. They are, Tony,
PussySkunk.com, Wikiradio.org, and The Roach, which is myspace.com/RoachRadio.
Yeah. Well done, you remembered them all this week, Tony. Good boy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
As I say, I'll be somewhere in Plymouth and Newport this week. If you get the chance to go to the That's Not Skanking gig this Saturday night, do. Other than that, all there is left to say is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.